What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are one more again. The termination train makes another stop. Another soul buys a ticket and is bound for the underworld. Now, gentlemen, as we all know, whenever a man is thoroughly enraged, anything, and I do mean anything, becomes a lethal weapon in his hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 11th of March. Kentucky man allegedly beat his wife to deletion with a piece of wood. Well, it looks like he gave her the wood one last time before it all faded to black. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 67-year-old man has been arrested and charged in connection with the deletion of his wife, who was found beaten to death with a piece of wood. The Louisville Courier-Journal reports officers that were responding to a residence on March 6th when they saw Richard Cheshire standing outside of his open garage door, covered in blood. Inside the garage, they saw a carcass that was later determined to be his wife, Bonnie Cheshire, also bloody and wrapped in a garden hose. WAVE reports Cheshire allegedly tried to close the garage door when he saw the officers arriving. An investigation determined that Bonnie was attacked in the home, then dragged into the garage with the garden hose, according to the Courier Journal. Police allege Cheshire was using the hose to pull the carcass into his truck and had created a makeshift ramp to his truck using the boards. At the scene, investigators found what they determined to be a large piece of club-like wood that appeared to have blood on it. According to court documents obtained by WDKY, Bonnie was quote-unquote beaten so badly around her face and head, she was unrecognizable. Let's put a pin right there. Mr. Cheshire was taken into custody without incident per WAVE. He is charged with termination with domestic violation, tampering with physical evidence, abuse of a corpse, and is being held in jail on a $1 million bond, according to the Courier Journal. His preliminary hearing was scheduled for March 17th. Well. Let's circle back, gentlemen. She was beaten so badly, she was unrecognizable. Just like yesterday's HMT with the chef who decided to lay hands, feet, and everything else onto his wife. What does this signal? This signals a level of sheer rage and fury that is just extreme. But once again, what's the story behind the story? What are they not telling us? Because there is no way that this man woke up, decided, you know what? I'm going to have a bagel with cream cheese, black coffee. I'm going to read today's paper. And then I'm going to go ahead and decide to give my wife the wood in the worst way and beat her to an unrecognizable state. No, 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 no. Once again, there is no going from A to D. Where is B and C? What happened to drive this man to such a primal fury? Of course, the world may never know. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the wood of woe. I'm gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact, the cops had to see the carcass, so I'm gonna give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, once again, their words, she was beaten to the point she was unrecognizable. Once again, that level of rage comes from a deep personal space. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 50 as well. So Richard, the caveman Cheshire, gets a score of 155. Once again, gentlemen, once again, more and more men are just letting go. They're letting loose. They're letting their anger speak for them. Once again, we do not know what was going on behind those closed marital doors. This man could have been the victim of years of emotional and psychological abuse at her hands. Once again, pure speculation on my part. He could have found out that she was cheating. Once again, pure speculation on my part. But you got to look at how he decided to dispatch her. A wooden club, beating her face and head in to an unrecognizable state. Once again, what could bring out that level of brutality? Once again, hopefully, he will actually say why he did what he did. But then again, even if he did, the world still wouldn't care. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think drove this man to such a primal level of fury and brutality? Leave it in the comment section. And once again, ladies, once again, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you hold in this society, that society tells you that you have, it's always fake and it will always go out in that final moment. When that man finally says enough is enough. Feminism and the idea that men are still going to restrain themselves, especially in this new environment, that's going to go out right along with it. Because one more again, another man decided, I no longer fear the consequences of my actions. Therefore, I'm going to act. And this man is 67 years old. So you know what that means. Yeah, he decided to join the Three Hots and a Cot retirement club. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.